Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Offensively, I understand that they cannot live forever like this and succeed. But I just do not have the same amount of... I've not been tortured by these games. Let me put it that way. I'm not watching them win by the skin of their teeth and being like, man, that win felt like a loss. I have not had, honestly, in either game, even though the second half of Sunday was as boring as it gets in the NFL, I've not had that feeling yet this year.
Fields' athletic ability and pedigree and still remaining potential makes it a lot easier to look at him specifically running this offense and imagine you are seeing the beginning of something good that's going to take growing pains, almost like he's a rookie, even though he's a three-year starter and veteran who's started, what, almost 40 games coming into this year. It is easier to look at him as essentially a piece of clay and therefore temper your expectations for their offense and be happy when he does something positive that gets wiped out. Didn't Pickens have a play last year that got wiped out by penalty that we talked about? Kenny to Pickens, there was some sort of play that got wiped out and was the most talked about would-be completion of the year.
Yeah, I was probably saying, look at that.
You were the one, and I was just like screaming my head off about it. I forget when it was, but I remember that distinctly happening. It's easier, though, with Fields because he's new to us and because you do see the eye-popping physical talent on display to believe that you are watching the beginning of something good and not a continuation of something annoying.
I think that I think that might be right, but also it just feels right now like you can win with defense more than before the season started.
Well, it's a very offensively depressed league right now.
That having a great defense is like winning with defense, something that the Chiefs did for most of last year, but then Patrick Mahomes, when push came to shove, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I didn't really...
Their defense carried them against the Ravens once he got them a lead, but he absolutely put them on his back against Buffalo. And then he absolutely put them on his back to win the Super Bowl.
Sure, but it was not as if the Chiefs needed to score. What were the final scores of those games?
25-22 in the Super Bowl, 27-24 over the Bills, and then 17-10. They still averaged about four touchdowns a game in everything but the Ravens game.
Okay, so the Miami game, they how many?
26-7. I mean, they cruised in that game. That was the game where it was so cold, somebody's helmet just shattered. I think it was Mahomes' actually.
They did. A piece of it flew off. But it'll probably change, and the NFL will make it change. But right now, defense appears to be the name of the game, and the Steelers, I think, have the best one. Which brings me to this chart that went out today. From a guy named Tyler Webb, who's one of these numbers dudes. He is the co-host of that Kurt Bankert podcast. He's one of the... Bankert is another one of these Dan Orlovsky types who's a former NFL backup quarterback who is now breaking down the NFL on social media.
He also does Madden features, basically, where he just plays Madden and like explains Banker, football that way. Yes.
And he's great at it. Like he's
better than he ever was at playing in the NFL or whatever.
So seeing the so knowing what he should do with the ball in the NFL has made him a great Madden player.
And just explain,
which makes sense.
He plays Madden like a person. He plays like, Madden like a person who played quarterback.
I feel Pat Bostic would be a great Madden player.
Yes,
I think Pat would be fantastic.
Pass rushers aren't actually coming after
you. Donnie, what do you think of that? Would that surprise you if Pat Bostic like practiced Madden and was still bad at it?
No, Bostic conceptually
does fit that billing.
He would understand the concepts, I think, and just start whooping ass.
That part's true too. I just feel like he probably never plays.
He doesn't have time for video games?
No.
But you can
never play video games.
You can make money playing video games now if you get good enough at it.
There are people who have made millions of dollars playing video games.
And it's not even like they have to win contests. They just post the videos on YouTube and stuff, and people watch them incessantly. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, people just watch other people playing video games.
But anyways, this guy ran the numbers.
Okay.
And right now he says the Steelers have the second best odds of making the playoffs. Houston at 77%. Well, that makes sense. They're 2-0, and everyone else in their division is 0-2, and it's not like people had high expectations for the Colts, Titans, and Jaguars to begin with. And then he has the Steelers and Bills tied at 76% after 2 weeks. Now, to your point about the schedule, you brought this up. He has the Ravens with the second worst odds in the entire league. He actually has the Panthers having better playoff odds than the Ravens right now.
Well, since the NFL went to a 14-team playoff, I think only two teams maybe have made it after starting 0-2.
It's Bengals, 2 out of 21.
Bengals and, am I saying it right, Rams maybe did it? Does that make sense? Definitely the Bengals were one of them.
Yeah, I'm trying to now run through it in my head who the other teams were, but the Bengals definitely went 0-2. They're 1-9 in their first two games the last 5 years.
So the Ravens thing is
they chronically suck.
The Ravens thing is a percentage play based on both the fact that they are 0-2.
And the Rams had Aaron Donald retire, and also, other than Matt Stafford, all of their good offensive players are now on IR.
Correct. The Ravens also, if you look at their upcoming schedule, they still have to deal with Dallas, which is a talented team. They've got the Bengals, who might be a desperate team by then. They've got Tampa, who is absolutely not an easy out for anyone. The Bills, who look like the Bills again. They have, I don't think they're going to be, they have an outside chance of losing all or all but one of those games and being in a true jackpot, being something like 1-5. And then their schedule softens, but probably not enough where they could make up for it by going the necessary, 9-2?
I guess, look, in if the Steelers are the same, but the league changes, the circumstances change, and now like what they are. Like this happens in, I think, real life in terms of how people's skill sets and what they do in their and what they do professionally. Like maybe 5 years ago you had a skill that wasn't really that in demand, but then technology changes and all of a sudden like you can make a lot of money doing something that you used to do for fun.
Mm-hmm.
The Steelers having a below average offense and a great defense is not necessarily a new thing at all. But the fact that that gets you more in 2024 than it did in past years, I'm at least right now entertaining that possibility.
Well, they need to keep stacking wins early on because the league is going to change this all sooner rather than later with fewer offensive flags. So you better strike while the iron's hot if you're going to keep trying to win ugly, because I would wager by Halloween or before then, it's going
to
turn.
Or just the way that defenses have looked to start the season.
Well, I mean, defenses have
schematically, but offenses
doing anything schematically that's been all that different. Everyone goes too high now. The Mahomes effect on defenses around the league was play too high safeties, dare teams to continue to run the ball at you, and then beat you in the red zone. It's Mike Tomlin catnip. He loves that.
Kool-Aid mans his way in and says, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Damn right. Let's run the ball. Keep those safeties back. And that's right up our alley. Damn it.
No, the league is right at this moment in time catering to him, and I do think
the
wild card is that I'm not sure that there are enough good quarterbacks to actually take advantage of any kind of changes.
That gets me back to what to this whole idea that they're a mirage. I don't think they're a mirage, and that's coming from someone who had them pegged to lose 10 games this year and not have a winning record. But based on what they have done early and what I'm seeing from the rest of the league, I absolutely take them more seriously. Not to the point where rubber stamping them as a Super Bowl contender or anything. But
10 wins?
Maybe not even that yet. But they feel like a team. They feel more like a team that can absolutely make the playoffs. And I don't mean like backdooring their way in where they have a 2% chance with 3 weeks of the season left and they somehow come out of it still standing. Like, they, to me, they're not a great team, but I think in today's NFL, they can be a good one.
They need more from the quarterback. None of what you said changes the fact that they need more from their offense.
And I feel like it's possible to get not a ton more.
Well, that goes back to me saying watch him and his athletic ability, and you feel like you could be at the start of watching something good.
I would say this. Could be. I would say this about Russell Wilson or Justin Fields. They're not built to be a great offense. They didn't spend money on it to make it a great offense.
How many points per game does a good offense score, though, or an above-average offense? Great, if a great offense scores close to 30, how much does a good or above-average offense score?
Close to 24 points a game, I would say.
So somewhere in that 21, 22 range?
Yeah. I would say maybe a little bit more than that. But the Steelers did not go into this, and I disagreed with it at the time because I still thought scoring points wins. When you see Patrick Mahomes winning Super Bowls and Tom Brady winning Super Bowls and Sean McVay winning Super Bowls, you think that way. They have a second wide receiver who stinks. They have an offensive line that is in transition. They have one legitimate playmaker. They look at running back as disposable now and didn't pay that guy. Like, they're paying $5 million to their quarterbacks. They're trying to win with defense. They're trying to zig when everyone else zags. Like, to hold Justin Fields or Russell Wilson to the standard of take what you have and make it a very good to great offense, I'm sorry. I don't think there might be a half dozen quarterbacks who could take this offense and elevate it to that status. That's it.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between.
upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Time for Jeff Hathorn's Black and Gold Report. Save 50% on installation of gutter helmet during their fall sale this month only. 888-5-HELMET. It's known as the Hawk Report. Jeff, who gave you that nickname?
It was a mixture of Greg Brown and our old production manager, Ed Schaefer, back in the day.
Why did Greg think you were Hawk-like?
They were trying to figure out a nickname. So H, Hawk, it just kind of all...
Better than Joe and Josh Miller coming up with Mutton on their first try for me.
Yes. Yes, I'm thankful.
All right, Jeff. Let's go with some practice observations to start here. We've all seen the videos from what you guys sent out from before the team drill started with the quarterbacks and what they were able to do. And because it goes out, you're able to comment on it because the whole world could see it if they wanted. Russell Wilson, to me, is doing maybe a little bit more than he did next week. And the initial report was that he would return to the Steelers lineup after this Chargers game. Jeff, it doesn't look to me like that's going to happen unless he is a very, very fast healer and they start accelerating what he's doing in practice soon. It seems like he's taking the smallest baby steps possible. Is that fair?
Yes. Yes, that is fair. And typically, listen, if you're a player coming back from injury, unless you played maybe the previous week and it's just like a recent injury, you could miss Wednesday and practice Thursday and Friday. You miss Wednesday, that's a pretty good sign. Not over, but it's a pretty good sign because Friday isn't as intense as Wednesday and Thursday.
Jeff, should we also be gleaning anything, or could we glean anything from the order in which those three quarterbacks were taking reps? Fields, then Allen, then Wilson.
Glean away.
Like, is that something away. That's by design usually then? Yeah, in individual drills, that tends to follow a certain pattern?
Tends to follow a certain pattern, yes.
Thank you.
Jeff, if you had to look into your crystal ball and pinpoint a game on the schedule when the Steelers will deem Russell Wilson healthy enough to play, when would you circle that game? What game would it be?
I mean, let's see how the rest of the week goes. I mean, it could be the following week when they go to Indianapolis.
Oh, so you still think it could be next week?
I think it potentially could be. I need to see more of what he's able to do the next couple of days. But, you know, if he's able to do a little bit more, it recovers well over the weekend, and he comes out and is able to go full on Wednesday, I think that, you know, then you're looking at a different picture.
Are we looking at one more game without Isaac Seumalo, two more games without him, or zero games without Isaac Seumalo from here on out?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't practice today. Now that's an example where he could not practice, come back full Thursday and Friday and play. But those pectoral muscle injuries typically take a while to heal. And the fact that he wasn't able to go out there today is probably a bad sign. But again, he's one of those guys, because of the time he's played, the position he plays, that he would be able to, if he was able to go tomorrow full, then there's a chance for him on Sunday.
Jeff, has anybody asked you yet about the Broderick Jones being uninterested thing?
I don't think so.
Okay, so what are your thoughts on people like Chris Hoke saying that he showed up to training camp and he was uninterested?
Well, I will tell you that first preseason game he was uninterested.
Okay.
Because he said it after the game that he didn't bring the right level of compete that he needed to, and he realized that. I think it's this. I think he's a guy that's trying to figure out where he belongs because, you know, we asked him so many times over the span of OTAs, minicamp, training camp, like, what side are you playing on? And he would every time just kind of shrug his shoulders like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm a left tackle or right tackle. And I wonder if that has just kind of gotten to him mentally, like, man, where am I going to play? I don't look at him in practice and see a guy that loafs. That isn't what we see in practice. He brings it in practice. The intensity is there. But like I said, I'm wondering if in his mind, and we haven't had a chance to talk to him in a few days, you know, is he just like, well, where am I? Like, am I left or right? I thought maybe I'd be left. And, you know, the wild card in this whole thing is that Dan Moore keeps working hard, and the coaching staff, you know, has belief in the work that Dan has done.
Broderick Jones, according to Mike Tomlin, was going to cross-train at both tackle positions. Do you get the sense that they are favoring one over the other when they cross-train him in those positions at practice?
Well, if you look at the depth chart, he is the backup right tackle on the depth chart.
Would you expect him to play at all on Sunday?
Active, yes. I think play, it would take, you know, Fautanu having three penalties and six plays, or Dan Moore just, I mean, listen, we're talking about two ends that are elite that you're going to face. I guess there's the potential he could play based on someone struggling. I mean, and you could see either of those guys struggling against Bosa or Mack. So I think there's potential, but, you know, as you look at it now, I don't see why they would change the starting lineup.
How much has Moore's quote-unquote extremely professional approach, all the things Tomlin gushes about that have nothing to do right. with actually blocking and everything else, how much do you think that has helped him in terms of how the coaching staff views him and in terms of just holding on to this position so far?
Well, I think the coaching staff and teammates. I mean, the guy just comes in and works. I mean, imagine him. Like, at his position, he started for 2 years, and they drafted a guy to replace him. Then he beat out that guy or maintained the job. Then they drafted another one. And yet he came to work with the same intensity, went to every OTA, every voluntary practice, workout, all of it, and just continued to put his head down and work. Now, like, Chooks didn't handle it that way when he lost the job. He checked out. So the respect that they have for Moore, I think, does play into this. And I don't know. You know, I think ultimately teammates want to win, but I know that there is respect in that room for how Dan has handled it and how he's also given tips to the younger guys, even though in his mind he knows that those guys at some point are probably going to replace.
Has he really even beaten anybody out? I don't feel like they've ever even allowed Jones, or they never even said Fautanu would. They pretty much said he was a right tackle. Have they really even given Broderick Jones an actual chance to beat him in practice for the left tackle job since the day he was drafted?
I would say in camp, there were some opportunities in training camp, yes.
This year or last?
This year.
Okay.
This year. Last year, I think they were looking at an opportunity. You know, they were going to try to get him on the field fastest. They did work on both sides last year, but I think they kind of figured Wright would be the one that he would break through. And then when the injury happened to Chooks, then it was all over.
Jeff, would you say that Roman Wilson, there's more urgency to get him back in the lineup because the rest of the wide receivers behind Pickens stink?
Yeah, and I mean, and if you look at the video that we have on our on X at 93.7 The Fan, I mean, you can see he's limited, but he's taking steps, and he did last week, and he continues to do so this week. So I think there is a potential for him to play on Sunday. We'll see how the next 2 days go for him.
Jeff, last but not least, do the Steelers beat the Chargers on Sunday?
Man, I just want it stuck to Harbaugh.
Yes,
I can't
that.
Imagine why.
Yeah. By the way, Joey Porter was saying, like, man, I want this game because I want Harbaugh. I think it's going to be a tight game. Yeah, I'll say the Steelers win like 17-16.
Jeff Hathorn, 93.7thefan.com. We'll have reports from practice and then the game on Sunday. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, boys.
All right, I want to circle back to something Aditi said. You can go back and listen to any of our interviews, including what Mike Florio had to say about the Russell Wilson to Miami trade rumor. That happened at 3:30 today. We podcast it all. Donnie does that. He's a man of many talents, in addition to putting hens away and hosting Bucko Talk on Saturdays, evening shows, the new Sunday fan game day with Mark Cabali, which will be broadcasting live from the Rivers on Sunday. Those two heavyweights together is the way they're making it sound in the promo. They're like, here are some big guys. It's like they're really like trying to drive home the point, because these are husky gentlemen, they know ball. It's the way the promo comes
Donnie
across.
Weighs like 225 right now.
I know, but that's just the way they're trying to brand him. He went for a rebrand. And
he's not
DeJuan.
He's not DeJuan Jones.
Not,
he's like a move tight end. He's like a more of a wide receiving threat tight end at this point. He might just be a big wide receiver now.
By the way, are you gonna work? So you're doing 7 days a week right now, Don? You do Pirates on Saturday, and then you still have to do Steelers on Sunday, or do you get one of those off? Do you get to pick what you want to do?
I mean, the Pirates stuff only goes for like two more weeks.
But it is for two more weeks, a seven-day schedule.
And the Friday night high school football.
Bill
too.
Belichick, no days off. Donnie personified right
You're
now.
You're harder working than Woj.
Well, yes, because Woj is done, Malzi. He's now at St. Bonaventure.
Where would you rank Donnie?
Program.
Where would you rank Donnie right now on the hardest working men
you know
in Pittsburgh
what?
And women in Pittsburgh sports media?
I hate that. This is not a shot at you at all.
Yes, it is.
But
I don't
no,
care.
It's not. It's just there's like so many people get labeled, oh, he is the hardest working guy in sports media, or she's the hardest working woman in Pittsburgh sports media. Mm-hmm. Can't we just, like, Alan Saunders, he drove down to the Pitt game, and then he drove to a Steelers game. Congratulations on all his success. Cool. Good for him. Tim Benz was at a Penguins practice and then a Steelers practice all on the same day. Whipty friggin' do. These guys are getting paid to talk about sports and cover sports. They're not doing a double shift like Donnie's mom used to do. She's at JCPenney, and then she's at whatever restaurant she used to waitress at back in the day. I don't know. That's, to me, Paul, that's hardest working right there. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you are a friend of the blue-collar man. And
right? I mean,
there.
That's like when Cabali, you got to get Cabali out of that habit. Oh, Donnie, this is so hard. I got to go to Denver and the coffee at the hotel
getting
is so
Cabali
bad.
Getting Cabali to stop bitching and moaning
Man,
is going to be like getting
something?
Another human being to,
Man,
being to stop breathing.
Has that been broached yet? Did he give you any of that song and dance for Atlanta or Denver? Oh, the drive from the airport to the hotel took me
Denver's
so long,
Denver's airport
Donnie.
Might as well
Ron
be
used
in
to
Kansas.
Be the king of that.
Yes.
Well, yeah,
yes.
And I hated
oh,
Ron
man,
for that.
Oh, man, I got to go to Las Vegas.
Yes. Yeah, Ron, I'm sure everybody would just hate to get paid to go to Las Vegas.
And the
yeah,
thing
and I if I would have been around Ron, and not felt like it would have had professional consequences, I would have said one thing to him every time. Ron, shut the hell up.
The other thing that would drive me nuts is people would make small talk with him like, hey, Ron, you're going to Las Vegas, for example. Oh, are you going to go to a casino? Oh, no, you know it's work. I can't do any of that. As if the second the plane lands to the second he leaves, it's just work nonstop. There is no room for fun. In any of that, there's no room for Ron to go to, I don't know, the hotel bar and have five or six beers before he goes up to his room.
Well, they actually put those on your bill without you having any way to avoid it, so he wouldn't have done that.
Yes. Anyways, let me circle back to something. Aditi saying that she observed on the sideline with George Pickens and saying it seems like it's a very concerted effort and conscious effort by players to go over and like offer him words of encouragement while the game is going on, because she is seeing, and she didn't say this in like in a derisive way, like the Antonio Brown, I always want the ball because I think I am the guy who is going to lead us to victory. And when I'm going long stretches without getting the ball, it really, really makes me mad because I'm watching Van Jefferson catch a ball for a 5-yard gain, or I'm watching Najee Harris run it into the line of scrimmage for 2 yards. So talking about how he's getting not just, you know, coaching from the wide receivers coach, that veteran players are going up and they're in communication with him. I like that a lot, for starters, that they are mindful of that and they're not, you know, different personalities. Some people need that more hands-on treatment than others. And as far as Pickens goes, like, I hope that when they're talking to him about these things, they are saying, dude, anyone who's watching these games would say that you are playing great football right now, even if the stats don't back that up. Now, the blocking thing in Atlanta on the third down with the Van Jefferson screen is a play he needs to like clean up and get better at.
They're not paying him to do that at
exactly.
The end of the
day. He's not Hines Ward. No one's going to make a case for George Pickens 15 years from now that he was the best blocking wide receiver of all time. They'll say he had freakish ability and talent and can pretty much catch any ball.
He didn't even know
anywhere.
Where he was on the touchdown that got called back on the field. He realized where he was and then did something that is more athletic than most of us could dream of being, and he did it almost casually. I don't know. It is interesting that like the players have taken up the mantle of doing this. I guess what I took from her reporting on that, which I did think was interesting and something that certainly on the broadcast we're not as privy to maybe, because one, Aditi's got a lot of other stuff to cover. She's got to do both sidelines. I got the sense at times last year especially, but even before that, that Pickens' teammates, like some of the veterans, were kind of annoyed by the constant frustration and anger from him. Everything Aditi said seems to suggest that they view his competitiveness and fieriness as a positive, and that he is not, I mean, you wouldn't have guys going over to him, giving him attaboys and keeping him pepped up if they were pissed off about it. I don't think, at least.
She called it, they were doing wellness checks on Pickens, and that they were she was observing in Pickens what she described as a palpable frustration in him. If that manifests in ways where he's taking plays off, or he's not running the right route, or he's arguing with players, especially in a game that you're winning, those are all like the bad qualities in the diva wide receiver. But I've not seen, or let me put it this way. I think you made a good point. The fact that he is still involved, even though it doesn't show up because there's penalties, the holding play, the second half throw that's way downfield on Surtain, and it's pass interference, and it's not a catch, but it's a field-flipping play, and it sets the Steelers up with a field goal to go up 13-0. He's definitely getting pats on the back and slaps on the ass from his coaches and teammates for doing these things.
I still think for him,
and he's involved.
I think for him getting involved and getting targeted, even if it's only a penalty that gets called and he doesn't technically get the catch or he has a catch wiped off, is for him totally different than just not being targeted.
And I was concerned that the targeting thing was not even going to happen because these defenses were just going to throw multiple guys at him, and they were going to make the Steelers, you know, throw to someone else in the passing game.
I think you had an unusual thing happen in that game, though, against Denver. They felt like their guy covering him was good enough to one-on-one against him.
And guess what? I think it happened in Atlanta, too, with Terrell. So in that respect, it was beneficial for him that the other team had such high-end corners that they trusted those guys to defend him without much help. Let's see what L.A. does. They've got Asante Samuel's kid, and they don't have anybody else who you'd look at and say is like a high-end shutdown corner. They don't have a shutdown corner. So maybe their defensive strategy will be, oh man, we've seen these George Pickens highlights. Let's just take George Pickens out of the game. And maybe they, you know, their scouting is the same thing. Not only does it make it easier for us to stop them offensively because he's such a dynamic player, but maybe if we can get him out of the mix, he's going to flip out. Exactly, and that will help us win the game too. But like, I think George Pickens, I don't really care what the numbers say. I think he's been the Steelers' best offensive player through two games.
He has been. I mean, he's clearly been their best weapon.
Now, we have him in our work fantasy league, and the numbers eventually
the numbers do
like
lie
for
in
them
that case
to help us. We can't ask the league commissioner. What if you went into the league settings and started counting touchdowns that got called back and adding penalty yards to receiver yards? Yeah.
But only for George Pickens.
Yeah, but I feel like if you made it across the board, we would still benefit the most from it. Is there another wide receiver? Are they tracking this? Wide receivers who have accounted for the most penalty yards?
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care
of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees.
How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.